This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Shaboozy's a bar song, Tipsy. Perhaps you've heard it in the past.
I'm sure you have.
It just broke the record for most weeks spent at number one in the history of the Billboard Radio Songs chart, which basically means in music history.
Yes. Isn't that incredible? I mean, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, that song was the one that had the biggest run, but now Shaboozy has taken over for it. It was number one in country for 7 weeks in a row, which is the longest streak ever for a debut single. That's incredible. Shaboozy recently sat down for an interview, and he was talking about how nervous he was when Beyonce invited him to participate in a song on her album. And he said to her, I'm really nervous because clearly I'm not a vocalist like you are. And she said to him, we brought you here for you to be yourself. That's all you have to remember is be yourself.
Wow, that's good advice.
That's pretty cool.
That's really good advice. Mm-hmm. I wonder if knowing what he knows now, that this song has made history, the most weeks at number one in the history of music, is that something that he's psyched about, or is that something that he needs to come to the realization that he'll never be able to top that? I mean, you can't top the best of all time, the most of all time.
Yeah,
you can't.
I would imagine. I'd imagine not. It was interesting, too. I was reading into some of his influences, and the one that stood out the most to me was Marty Robbins. Marty Robbins, a classic country artist, very old school.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
He also said Johnny Cash was a huge influence on him. Also, the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan.
Well, Shaboozy will be in person at Stagecoach. And if you want to see him and everybody else that's going to be there, and you know you want to, get to KSON.com right now so we can read your name at 8:05 for John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and see another superstar, Lainey Wilson, when she does her only California show this summer in L.A. You'll be there. And all you have to do is play Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSO. As we prepare for Sunday's Super Bowl and our lack of excitement surrounding this weekend's Super Bowl.
There is a little bit of excitement, though, in this revelation.
Yeah, you know what? I got a big bone to pick, as does Tammy with our producer Jessica, who didn't tell us something very important about something that her mother did involving a Super Bowl. Good morning, producer Jessica's mother, June. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what the Super Bowl means to you?
Yes, I happen to have met my husband at a Super Bowl.
Wait a second, at a party or at the actual game itself?
At the game.
At the game.
You were at the game?
I was at the game. And not only that, I was on a press pass.
Well, listen to you.
What Super Bowl were you at, June?
In 1998 in San Diego.
I believe last time San Diego hosted a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who were the teams?
Green Bay, Tammy.
Oh.
And Denver Broncos.
And who won that game? I forgot. Oh, that's right.
Denver.
All right, so June, you found love at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was actually working. So my job at the time, because remember, this was just a couple years ago, they didn't have digital. I had to run film out to a trailer twice for the whole game. That was the only thing I had to do.
So were you working for like an independent video team? Were you working for a network?
My brother worked for a company that developed the film for all the press.
Oh, wow.
So you were just helping out that day.
Yeah, wasn't that awful work?
Wow, what a cool opportunity.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh my God, I was on the field for the kickoff. On the field.
Wow. Oh my God. Hang on for one second. What kind of producer are you? All week we've been talking about, what can we talk about for the Super Bowl this week?
Right?
And I was like,
I forgot.
Do you guys think it's important that my mom was actually on the field at a Super Bowl and, I don't know, met her husband? No, we don't.
And almost got trampled by the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
Tammy's had fantasies about that. Fumble.
Well, it's different, Tammy, when they're running at you in full gear.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely
on
true.
One knee.
Wow.
So tell us how you met your husband, Wes.
Oh, he was actually developing the film.
Oh, I see. So you guys met in the dark room? Jess, you want to leave?
I didn't know that part.
How about that? Hey, meet me in the dark room. Is where we, let's go develop some film. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's see what comes out of it.
Oops, this one's overexposed. That's your mother, Jessica. Well, this is awesome.
And the thing is, so they met the year that it was here. And then they didn't talk for like a year. And my uncle asked my mom to come back and work again the following Super Bowl in Miami.
Does he still do this?
Yeah. No. They use digital now, John.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, June.
They're getting the now, John.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Now when they meet, you can make jokes about downloading things.
That's
and
right.
It's pixelating.
I can hear your mom blush. Now, every Super Bowl, do you guys talk about it being your anniversary? Do you guys have fond memories of it? Or you're like, oh, yeah, that again.
No, absolutely. Every year.
Nice. Well, this is beautiful. Well, happy anniversary in a weird way for you. And
right?
I love the fact that love was found in the dark room at Super Bowl something something here in San Diego.
Thanks.
Bye, June. And in the meantime, producer Jessica, you know what would make meetings a lot quicker here in the building? If you say things like that when we're having the meeting.
Well,
how do we not know about this?
I told you no. If I tell you everything in my life all at once, it wouldn't be as exciting if I sparingly...
What should we do about the Super Bowl this week?
And did I not bring it now?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes,
you're
did.
Welcome. Really, you should be thanking me.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head over to El Cajon. Say good morning to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Ann, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, will you please leave the studio?
You bet.
And I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also need to remind you, Ann, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Eric Church played in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this weekend and finished in the middle of the pack. What sport am I talking about?
Golf.
Zach Topp was asked whether he's heard the rumor about being Alan Jackson's son, and he did not deny it. He said, I'm just going to go up to Alan and say, hi, Daddy, I missed you, and we'll see how he reacts, and I'll know whether it's true or not. In Alan's song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, what tragic event in America inspired that song?
9/11.
Tiger Woods' mother passed away. Tiger has won this major golf tournament, in which champions wear a green jacket 5 times. What's the name of the tournament?
Oh, my gosh. It's in Georgia. US Open?
Sandra Bullock is warning fans to beware of social media scams. In 2000, Sandra played an FBI agent who goes undercover as a contestant in the Miss United States pageant. What's the movie?
Oh, my gosh. I watched that movie. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. Undercover.
And finally, Sabrina Carpenter won a Grammy this week. She got her start on this Disney Channel reboot based on the adult life of Cory and Topanga. What is the name of the reboot?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea on that one.
All right. Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
So, Ann, where are you off to this morning?
I'm going to the gym right now.
Nice discipline. Getting up early. Get your workout in beforehand?
Yes, exactly.
I can't imagine getting up early to go work out. I think it's because I get up early anyway.
Yeah.
Just any reason to not get up early is okay with me. Anyway, today Ann did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Tammy, Eric Church played in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this weekend and finished middle of the pack. What sport am I talking about?
Golf.
Golf is right. Ann knew that. It's 1-1. Zach Topp was asked whether he's heard the rumor about being Alan Jackson's son, and he did not deny it. He said, quote, "I'm just going to go up to Alan and say, hi, Daddy, I missed you, and we'll see how he reacts, and I'll know whether it's true or not." In Alan's song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, what tragic event in America inspired that song?
9/11.
That is right. Ann knew that. 2-2. Tiger Woods' mother passed away. Tiger has won this major golf tournament in which champions wear a green jacket 5 times. What's the name of the tournament?
The Masters.
The Masters. Ann went U.S. Open. 3-2 Tam. Sandra Bullock is warning fans to beware of social media scams. In 2000, Sandra played an FBI agent who goes undercover as a contestant in the Miss United States pageant. What's the name of the reboot? I'm sorry, what's the name of the movie?
Miss Congeniality.
That's what it is. Ann has seen it, could not remember it. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Sabrina Carpenter won a Grammy this week. She got her start on this Disney Channel reboot based on the adult life of Cory and Topanga. What is the name of the reboot?
Oh, the reboot. Boy Meets Girl? No. Am I thinking the wrong one?
You're kind of in the neighborhood. Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World.
Yeah, yeah. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 4 and 2, and you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Lainey Wilson now. Her Whirlwind World Tour comes to the Kia Forum on August 23rd.
Oh, I am so excited. Thank you.
And you're very welcome. Have a wonderful day at the gym. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ann in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Getting geared up for Super Bowl Sunday. Well, we have already heard from KC Barbecue representing the Chiefs, and we are all about equal time here. And that is why we are very happy to welcome Boomer, the owner of Pretzels and Pints, San Diego's Philadelphia Eagles establishment in North Park. Hey, Boomer, nice to meet you, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Go Birds, baby! Go Birds!
So our coworker Greg is not only from Philly.
You sound like Greg, actually, right? Boomer.
He does. Raves about your place, man. A true Eagles bar. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate your support. And all the Philadelphia people out here, it's really easy to distinguish who they are from our disgusting accent.
I like accents. I love it. And one of my favorite things about San Diego is there are so many people from all different parts of the country, and everybody's got their accents, and I think it's lovely.
Yeah, I agree. What I've noticed this week is, unless you're from Missouri or Kansas, everybody's rooting for the Birds this time around.
I think you're right. I am one of them. And you're not fooling around at Pretzels and Pints, Boomer. You guys are starting things off real early Super Bowl Sunday. You're expecting a full house, obviously.
We are expecting a full house, yeah. Last 2 years ago when we had the Super Bowl, we had about 100, 150 people waiting in line. And they had, in typical Philly fashion, they had little grills out there. They were, you know, grilling. They were tailgating on the sidewalk. And waiting for us to open our doors up at 10 a.m. So if you guys are out there, if you guys are true Philly fans, get here early because we will be capping off the capacity.
All right. So you're famous for your pretzels. Tell us why your Philly soft pretzel is so great.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't know if you guys know the history of pretzels, but, you know, pretzels back in the early 1600s, a lot of the German immigrants came and they kind of they settled in the Pennsylvania area. And if you actually Google Philadelphia, we are actually, it's called Pretzel Town, USA. If you go to the streets of Philadelphia, you will see on some of the major intersections, people actually selling pretzels on the corner out of the shopping cart. 80% of the country's pretzels are consumed by the state of Pennsylvania.
I did not know that.
Plus, you've actually turned your pretzels into pretzel pizza, which sounds amazing.
Correct. We use the pretzel dough, and we have like these rolls that we'll cut open, and we make pretzel pizzas, pretzel sandwiches. 95% of the things on our menu have the pretzel foundation to them.
Boomer, I have to imagine when someone comes here who's a native Philadelphian or even from Pennsylvania and sees your establishment, hears about your establishment, they must just be overjoyed when they get inside and say, oh, man, something from home. They must really, really love that.
We always try to keep everybody's expectations low. So when they walk in, they're not disappointed. But actually, about 2 weeks ago, when I was opening the shop, it was about this time, about 9:30, there was an older gentleman walking his dog, and he just happened to start chatting it up with me. And he walked in, and his eyes lit up. And he was like, holy smokes. He's like, I'm from Philadelphia. I had no idea about this place. And he's looking at all the little memorabilia on the walls, all the little tchotchkes, all the flags hung up. And he was like, this is incredible. And then he came back the next day and spent, I don't know, about 3 hours, and we were just chatting up. He had a couple beers. And so it's great to know that we've been open for about 9 years now, but people are still stumbling across this place like they had no ideas.
Boomer is opening pretzels and pints 10 o'clock in the morning on Super Bowl Sunday. It will be sold out, and if you leave, you can't come back. So be prepared to party with the brothers and sisters that you love from Philadelphia. The Eagles versus the Chiefs. Boomer, before we let you go, give us a score prediction.
I think it's going to be 27-21 Philadelphia Eagles.
There you have it. Pretzels and pints. Boomer, we thank you. Really nice meeting you. Appreciate you taking the time. We know how busy you guys are.
A pleasure. Thank you, guys. And one last thing for Eagle Station. Eagles, let's go!
Thanks, bro.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Boomer did the impossible. He actually got me excited about the Super Bowl. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
In order for us to get psyched about the Super Bowl, Tam and I are adopting fans. Tammy has a Kansas City Chief fan that she will be checking in on game day throughout the day.
His name is Robbie. He's 7. And believe it or not, I swear this is true. It's so weird. His mom is Tammy and his dad is John. It's so wild.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's kind of eerie.
I know.
Robbie promises to cheer louder than he's ever cheered in his life.
Yes.
Tammy,
Have I found my Philadelphia Eagle phone a fan?
I don't know. We'll see. Jay is in Sabre Springs. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Now, Jay, I want to get this right. You are a true Eagles fan, not a fan of this team just because they're playing in this game, but you like a different team usually in the regular season?
Diehard Eagles fan.
Right on. Are you from Philly?
No, but all my friends when I was in high school were Cowboys fans, and I didn't like the Cowboys, so I picked a team that played them twice, and that was in 1978, and I just stuck with them ever since.
Wow.
Good story. May I be so presumptuous to assume that you can adopt me as a phone-a-fan?
Yes, sir. You call me after the Eagles score, and I'll sing the Fly Eagles Fly song.
Nice. I love that. Are you having a big party, or are you attending a party?
Yeah, I'm attending a party at Phileas Fogg's Bar on Sunday.
Oh, so you're actually going to go out among the people. You're not going to be nervously pacing your carpet at home.
Oh, no. I'll be out amongst the people with my Eagles jersey and hat and everything. So
I love how you say amongst the people.
Yeah. Right on, man. I love it. All right, Jay, so we're going to get your number. I'll check in on you periodically during the game. By the way, in the good and hopefully not too much, but the bad as well.
Yeah.
Are you nervous at all?
No. Uh-uh.
Really?
I was at the Super Bowl 2 years ago when the Eagles played the Chiefs in Phoenix.
Okay, so you really want to see the win this time. Make good for the loss last time.
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, we'll put you on hold. I'll get your number, and when you see an odd number pop up on Sunday... That's me, bro. Don't forget to answer. Don't leave me hanging. I need my phone a fan.
All right. You got it.
And if you're slightly inebriated, all the better.
It depends on how the game's going.
That's totally true.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. Fly, Eagles, fly, pal. Good for you. Thanks, Jay. Hang on.
So we're set. I have my Kansas City fan. You have your Philly fan. We are excited for Sunday's big game. Finally.
Tammy, would you do me a favor?
Okay.
Would you look up how long... it's acceptable, or I should say recommended, to eat leftover meat when it's been frozen. And yes, there's a reason why I'm asking you to do that for me.
Is it frozen? Is it cooked or uncooked?
Cooked, leftover, wrapped up, put it in the freezer, reheated, and attempted to eat yesterday.
Okay, so according to this, obviously cooked meat doesn't maintain its quality in the freezer as long as raw meat does. I'm going to assume it's beef.
It's leftover ribs.
Okay, yeah.
So a pork.
Hang on. So it's important to know what kind of meat, because if it's poultry or fish, 4 to 6 months.
Pork.
Okay, beef, veal, lamb, and pork shouldn't be kept longer than 2 to 3 months.
Oh.
How long did you have it?
Well, that's the thing. I don't really know. So I'm moving.
Oh my God, you don't know?
Hang on. As I'm telling you this story, my stomach is literally churning.
Yeah.
It's churning. I'm moving, right? And I'm trying to empty out my fridge and my freezer and get rid of things. And I don't want to throw things away if I don't have to.
Right.
And why spend money to go out when I've got all this stuff in my freezer? Mm-hmm. I mean, defrost something. And I found some ribs that were wrapped in foil and then put into a Ziploc freezer bag. So I figured, well, you know, I had ribs recently and must have been. Well, so I defrosted them. I was looking forward all day at work yesterday to get home and put them in the oven and have them for lunch. I did just that. And I just didn't, took a couple bites, and I'm like, it didn't taste good. I don't remember making these ribs. They're not the type of ribs I usually make or the style in which I make them. There was leftover brisket in there, too, and I've never even made a brisket. I don't really even know where it came from.
Oh, no.
And it certainly was longer than 2 or 3 months ago. What was I thinking? And here's the deal. When I took them out of the foil, I should have just thrown them away then.
Because were they freezer burned pretty bad?
They were freezer burned or pieces of foil sticking. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, because you were focused on ribs.
I was focused on ribs and not wasting. Seriously, I didn't want to waste food if I didn't have to. And why waste?
I thought you said I was focused on ribs, comma, and not wasted.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't wasted either. Although you'd think you'd have to be wasted to do something so stupid.
Honey.
So so just consider this my public, this is how much I care about you. My public service to you. If you can't distinguish how long it's been in the freezer, it's probably been too long.
Yes.
And also there's a reason why Ziploc freezer bags have that spot where you can write things on it. So you can write, the date and what it is.
And don't be like my husband. when I'm like, I don't know if that's good anymore, he'll say, just cook the crap out of it. Mm. I'm like, good enough. You eat it. I'm not touching it. You Sorry,
know,
Kurt.
I should have known after one bite, like, okay, something's not right. I ate half of it before I threw it. It was lunch. You know how starving we are after the show is over, right?
Yes,
I mean, are you ever more hungry than you are when we're off the air?
No.
Well, right?
Yes.
The good news is you're here. You're obviously not sick.
I'm not sick per se. I'm just, my stomach doesn't feel right.
And do you think sometimes, though, it's when you think about it?
100% sure. Psychosomatic, sure. Maybe. Right. Or else I poisoned myself.
Okay.
Either way, consider this my public service to you.
Excellent.
If you don't know what it is, pretty much guaranteed it's been too long in your freezer.
100%.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Valley Center. Say good morning to Johnny. What's going on, Johnny?
Good morning.
Johnny, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, would you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Johnny, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Super Bowl prop bets you can make this year include whether Travis Kelce would propose to his girlfriend. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
President Trump will attend the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is held in New Orleans this year. What's the name of New Orleans' NFL team?
Saints.
Happy birthday to Cristiano Ronaldo, who turned 40 yesterday. He's famous for what pro sport?
Soccer.
Miranda Lambert just read some mean tweets that she got after she announced going on tour with Morgan Wallen. What late night TV talk show is known for originating mean tweets?
Craig Ferguson.
And finally, Ewan McGregor got a restraining order against a woman who was threatening his family. In the Star Wars prequel, he plays Ben Kenobi, whose Jedi name is what?
Oh, man. Obi-Wan.
Let's get Dan back in. So, Johnny, what's happening with you today, pal?
Get ready to start the work day.
What do you do for a living?
Construction.
Oh, okay. Well, be safe, pal.
Thanks.
You know, I have a tool belt and a hard hat in my garage. Just throwing that out there. Why are you laughing at that, Tammy?
I'm not. It's just like you had to say it.
Johnny's a construction guy, and I changed the battery in my smoke detector yesterday, so okay. Just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing, okay? I had put the hard hat on for that, just in case I fell off the ladder. Put the battery in my tool belt. Got ready to go. Did I say Johnny did 4 out of 5?
You did not.
Okay, well, he did. Nice job, Johnny.
Nice job.
Timmy, Super Bowl prop bets you can make this year include whether Travis Kelce will propose to his girlfriend. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
It's 1-1. Johnny knew that. President Trump will attend the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's held in New Orleans this year. What's the name of the NFL team in New Orleans?
The Saints.
That is right. 2-2. Happy birthday to Cristiano Ronaldo, who turned 40 yesterday. Famous for playing what pro sport?
Soccer.
Johnny also said soccer. 3-3. Miranda Lambert just read some mean tweets that she got after she announced going on tour with Morgan Wallen. What late-night TV talk show is known for originating mean tweets?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. That's right. Johnny went with Craig Ferguson. That was my dad's favorite talk show host.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Never thought my dad would be a big fan of the Late Late Show, but he sure was. 4-3, Tammy. And fine, Tammy, Ewan McGregor got a restraining order against a woman who was threatening his family.
Oh.
In the Star Wars prequel, he plays Ben Kenobi, whose Jedi name is what?
I don't remember.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, it is Obi-Wan.
And Johnny knew that.
It's obvious in my brain. I'm like, that can't be right.
Today we finish with a tie, 4-4. Unfortunately, Johnny, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money. But we got something pretty sweet for you.
Johnny, you have a pair of tickets now to go see Lainey Wilson. Her Whirlwind World Tour comes to the Kia Forum on August 23rd.
Thanks so much.
Johnny, appreciate you. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Johnny from Valley Center, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Mark is in Chula. Mark's about to meet his girlfriend's parents for the first time, or will he? The only time that they have time is on Super Bowl Sunday, and they don't want to watch the game. Sound about right, Mark?
Yeah, tragically.
And Mark, you're wondering, will my girlfriend love me or list me depending on the decision I make? Go ahead and share your story.
Well, you kind of capped it a little bit right there. It's been 6 months of just doing fantastic together. This is something where I can actually see a future, with her together. And we haven't, haven't met her parents because they live across the country and she usually goes there to visit them. And so, yes, this weekend, it's going to be them coming to town. Now, they're visiting friends and other family members, too. It's not like it's just for me, but their only open day is Sunday. And apparently, as you know, they don't seem to be sports people. And they're going to go to the zoo. The zoo.
On Super Bowl Sunday, of all days. Well, there's good news. It probably won't be too crowded.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's why they're going, it seems like.
Sure.
It's daytime, obviously. So my buddy has this huge party planned, and he does this every year for the Super Bowl, and I'm like a key, like, I'm like the spark plug, you know what I mean?
Everybody expects you to be there, right?
Yes. Yes, and we have a mixture of fans, and I'm a huge Eagles fan, and I cannot... We have to stop the Chiefs from three-peating. It can't happen. Like, it's going to be the most dramatic Super Bowl because we have Chiefs fans there, Eagles fans there. It's going to be bananas, and everyone's looking for me to lead a charge on one side. And then I'm, of course, a big jerk if I don't go to the zoo on Sunday, maybe. Am I a huge jerk? Will she dump me for this? Will I be, will I be listed? What do I do here?
Sure. I totally understand what you're saying. This is something that you've had planned, obviously, since last year. You're a part of these Super Bowl parties every year. It's super important to you because of who's playing.
Yes, because this is the Chiefs have to lose. This is my final victory.
Mark, you have to have had to talk to your girlfriend about this already. What is her reaction to this?
She got quiet. And she just, it was almost like she was glitching. She stared at the wall for a second. And so I know it's bad already.
Yeah.
I get it. Because obviously you've made up your mind in your head. She's hoping that you change your mind. It doesn't sound like you're going to. And you want to know, what do you think she's going to do, right?
She's got to be cool about this, right? I mean, eventually?
I don't know.
It's the Super Bowl, man. I mean, and it'd be one thing if you weren't a fan or I just like the commercials. But this is more than a game at this point. This is an unofficial national holiday. And I'm sorry, not to be a jerk. And maybe this is why I'm still single, Mark, so don't take my advice. But come on. They have to know.
And one more thing. I just got to add one more thing. I did tell her she did know that I'm a fanatic and that I'm like a big sports fan. And I told her already how excited I was about this party before she told me that her parents are coming and the only day is Sunday.
I can't imagine her dumping you for this. If she's a mature person who's as into you as you are into her, I have to think that she'll figure something out.
And she is into him, which is why she wants him to meet her parents who are traveling here. Because they're always across the country. So let's throw this out there.
The other chances.
I know. What do you think?
it is very movie-like.
I know. It is like a movie. What do you think Mark's girlfriend is going to do? Love him or list him? 833-287-1037. Mark, if you don't mind hanging out for just a bit, we'll see what everybody has to offer for you. Some solutions, hopefully.
All right, man. Hang tight. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSLM.
Mark and Santee has a real problem with Super Bowl Sunday.
I met her parents because they live across the country, and this weekend it's going to be them coming to town. Their only open day is Sunday, so they don't seem to be sports people, and they're going to go to the zoo. So my buddy has this huge party planned, and he does this every year for the Super Bowl, and I'm like a key, like, I'm like the spark plug, you know what I mean? I'm a huge Eagles fan, and everyone's looking for me to lead a charge on one side. And then I'm, of course, a big jerk if I don't go to the zoo on Sunday, maybe.
His dilemma is a real one. Do you think his girlfriend of 6 months is going to love or list him if he doesn't go to meet her parents on Super Bowl Sunday instead of watching the game? 833-287-1037.
Michelle in Carlsbad, what's your take here?
Okay, he's got to be honest with her. If he can't go and enjoy the Super Bowl and she's not going to be good with it, it's just going to cause problems down the road. I know too many women who have lied about being into sports, and it ends up being a riff in the relationship. She's got to be all in on the sports with him.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your input. Shannon in Oceanside, give us your opinion.
I want to say my husband was a football coach all of my life, and I say he has to go meet the parents. I mean, they flew across the country.
Right.
On Super Bowl Sunday, know, they can't pick a different day?
Erica in Rancho Penasquitos, what do you think?
I think that she would not list him if he makes some sort of effort or compromise. Like, maybe he can do the zoo until 1 p.m.
Yeah.
That's what life's all about. You know what? A little compromise once in a while.
Alicia in University City, give us your opinion here.
Good morning, John and Tammy. I feel horrible for that poor guy. He's in a terrible situation. But if he's thinking about this long-term, marriage is full of compromise, and I think they can find a happy medium. Why can't they go to zoo in the morning and he can do his party in the afternoon?
Bob in Escondido, what do you think Mark's girlfriend is going to do if he skips out on meeting the parents and goes to his Super Bowl party?
Well, I think it's going to put a big rip in the middle of it all because he's making a decision outside of a family that he's wanting to create. So I don't think she's going to be happy about it at all.
Ken and Vista, wrap it up here. What do you think Mark should do?
Mark should go and support his team. It doesn't happen all the time. And if she's somebody that's going to stand by him, she'll understand.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Mark, well, you heard the views of our KSON loyal listeners. What's going on with you? What do you think you're going
to
do?
I think the answer came to me while you guys had me on hold. I know what I'm going to do.
And?
I'm going to achieve both.
How?
I am going to miss a portion of the game, and I'm going to go there with my Eagles attire, and I'm going to say, I'm going to explain myself to her parents, show them my personality, and ask if they, you know, if whatever's going on Sunday night, if I can end up being there, and that I have to go and show up at my buddy's party, but that I had to meet them. I can do it. I can achieve it.
That's really good of you,
no,
man.
No, I love that because you're saying, listen, it's important to meet you, but this is important to me because of who I am.
Oh, you're going
to
get major
you
points, bro.
You did FaceTime, and you're still getting to go to your party. However, if the Eagles do win, make sure you don't over-party because if you do see them a little later, you want to make a good impression.
Oh, speaking of making a good impression, you should go to the zoo with your face painted.
Oh, my God.
Go Eagles!
Yeah.
I bet you they let you go then.
There's a large turtle on the loose. I don't know what animal I would be.
They probably insist that you leave.
Oh, God, that's great.
All right, Mark. Well, that's really, really good of you. Mark likes the Eagles, but he likes sleeping with his girlfriend better, and he's going to try and fit
he's
both
a lovely
in.
Woman.
There you go. Well, well done, man. Good luck. You know what? I am also pulling for your team this week, so I hope that everybody ends up happy on Sunday evening.
Yes. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.